98.1 KZE. It is MK with you on your Wednesday afternoon. Delighted to welcome back to the Friends Day studio an artist we have had in the studio semi-recently to talk about bicycles, but now Mountain is here to talk about music. Please welcome Mountain Ellis on KZE. KZE. Mountain Ellis is my guest in the studio. You may know Mountain from, of course, Catskill Bicycle Supply Company in Catskill, New York. And I met you first as a musician, so it's always nice to see you in this capacity again. Welcome back.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's really nice to be here.
Yeah, that sounded beautiful. Is that a new one?
Yes. Ish, yeah. New enough.
Yeah. Can I just say, I mean, so I, you know, like I said, I first met you playing a show.
Here, let me move your guitar so you can tune with a pew.
Thank you.
I feel like your style has really developed, and I feel like your voice in particular is sounding really strong and beautiful.
Yeah, thanks so much. Yeah. It really just Yeah, I had a wonderful voice coach, Shauna Cantor, who is local.
Yeah.
And lives in Woodstock. And I saw her years ago and still work with her on and off. And
that's great.
Yeah, she's lovely.
You never hear that. You never hear people being like, yeah, I take voice lessons. Like, yeah. That's such a great move.
Mm-hmm. Like, I have a music like background.
Yeah.
But my voice was never something I was working on. I was always like into instrumental guitar and drums and piano. And she's great. And stuff that you just, you don't know as a singer, right? Like how to, how to use your voice, not just in like a technical way, but in like an emotive way.
Yeah.
Right? Like how to almost get into a character to perform a song.
For sure.
And it's next level.
And I mean, yeah. You know, to be able to think about like your style as a vocalist, you know, it's really not just like open your mouth and whatever comes out. You can do that, but you have so many options and so much control over the direction you want to take your vocalization in. And it's really cool when you unlock that and start thinking about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's great. Yeah. I learned a lot from her and, yeah, thanks for saying that.
Yeah, no, it sounded great. We were talking a little bit. You're playing more live shows. You're lining up a few things for the fall. Mm-hmm. You're kind of focusing on the live performance aspect of music. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, honestly, it's been on my mind for a long time. And also, an album has been on my mind. And I recorded a few tracks that KZE has a hold of, and but
got
I pulled
grubby little fingers on them.
Yeah, and I pulled most of my music down from streaming services and my website and all of that stuff because I'm just feeling really drawn to. I have an idealistic, I think, sense of like what was music before this scene. Like since I've been in it for 20 plus years, like. It's always evolving. It's always changing. But what doesn't change is bringing people together in a room to listen to music. That's how it started. People playing and singing with each other, like around campfires before recorded music. Like take your horse and your buggy down to check out the show.
Because, God, I wish I could take my horse down to check out the show.
Totally. Like that's so. That's where my mind is at. Is like, how do I make it simple? How do I release music in a way that feels really authentic to me? And I'm not a promoter. I'm not a recording engineer. I'm barely a great guitar player. Like I write songs, and it's like I just want to share my songs. And you got to come to the show to see it. So that's kind of the direction I'm headed.
I think that is very timely. I think a lot of us are having that conversation with ourselves and with each other about like how unhappy we are collectively with the direction the creative industry has been taken and how we're all kind of realizing that like if we want to change that, we have to kind of take matters into our own hands and say, no, I'm not playing the game. I'm not doing it that way. You know, I'm not using AI.
Yeah, I'm not right. And the other side is like, how can we use, how can we use the technology that we have, but not in a way of like, how can we use it as a tool?
Yeah.
Not as like,
not replacing,
not
creatives.
Creatives. Yeah. Like how can we use it as a tool? And I think, that's just really on my mind. And, that's what I'm doing. I'm going to do live performances. I'm booking for the fall. And it's, just going to be me and maybe a group on stage.
Still kind of looking for some players.
Still looking for players. I've got a couple locked down, but I'm looking for something to fill out this group. Of course, multi-instrumentalists are hard to find, but I have kind of an idea of like a rotating a rotating set because my main instrument is drum set.
Mm.
So I would like to do a set of drumming.
That'd be fun.
And have someone else step in to play guitar and hold it down. So yeah, keys and mandolin. And
also, everybody loves a band where the musicians just switch instruments halfway through the set.
Yeah.
That's so fun.
Yeah, it's super fun. Keep it lively. Like, yeah. Keep, you know, have an acoustic set and have like a plugged in set and Yeah, so that's yeah. So I am actively looking. You can find me, message me if you're interested or know someone who's interested. I'm on Instagram at mountain_Ellis, mountain like the geographical feature, and or geological feature, and Ellis like the island.
There you go.
And you can also come down to the bike shop. I'm co-owner of Catskill Bicycle Supply Co. right on Main Street in Catskill. And man, it feels good when people come in and, I mean, I love talking bikes, but I love nerding out on music too. So
do you get some of that? Do you have people come in and just come in to talk to you about music?
Yeah. I mean, the people who know, they come in and we talk theater and we talk, you know, film scores.
Awesome.
I actually love it. It's a nice,
one of the reprieve. Nice things about owning a business, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Interactions is the best.
Yeah. Mountain Ellis is my guest on Friends Day. You got another song for us?
Yeah, I've got one here. These are all kind of in a theme. Yeah, I'll just play it.
Okay. We can, we'll decide what the theme is.
Yeah.
KZE, that's Mountain Ellis, my guest on Friends Day today. I'm thinking so far the theme is kind of regret. Is that a part of it?
Yeah, regret. Longing and yearning and desperation. It's kind of where I'm at.
Yeah. We've all been there. And it's good fodder for writing songs.
Oh, you know, that's always been how I wrote songs. And I think like ever since I was younger and I first was writing, you know, I was writing poetry early. But when I picked up a guitar at like 13, it was my way of getting in touch with that part of me and being able to express my grief and express my, some of those emotions that like are hard to scratch or hard to like get at without that's what poetry and art is beautiful. It's like, that's what it's for, right? Is like expressing humanity and our humanness. And when I try to write, I do write joyful songs. They just don't hit. They don't hit me the same way. Like, you know, if I'm in a joyful mood and I pick up the guitar, I'm playing covers usually, or I'm messing around with a songbook or,
not compelled in the same way to create or to work out whatever it is you're working out.
Yeah. And a lot of these songs are on a similar theme, and I'm just trying to like, I think my life's work in my art is to express and write a song that really gets at that pit in our stomachs. You know, everyone's got it. And, you know, write a song that like hits people emotionally and you're like, oof. And maybe it's cathartic for somebody and those songs for me kind of write themselves. It's the joyful ones I got to work a lot. And it's not that I'm not a joyful person. I'm a joyful person. But that's just my...
No, I get it. Yeah. If you're in like a really good mood, like you're not thinking like, let me sit down and write a song about it. Like, I don't know. Yeah.
I'm out riding my bike or I'm like
hanging out with people.
Yeah. I'm hanging out or I'm like social and I'm hanging out. Yeah.
No, that makes total sense.
You know, I think that for me, that's where the work is like writing, those joyful songs.
Yeah. I mean, maybe it's a matter of setting yourself a prompt. I talk about this with some folks who have come through, because that's always how I've worked best is with a prompt. Mm-hmm. It's very rare for me to just be struck by inspiration and just start writing. I kind of have to like set a challenge for myself. So maybe one of these days you set the challenge or set the prompt of like, I'm going to express joy in a song.
Yeah. And that is it too. Like when I was in songwriting classes, it was prompts. And, I think newspapers were different then maybe, but like I used to go scour through a Sunday paper and look for interesting headlines.
I read the news today. Oh boy.
Yeah. But like, I think writers maybe like had a little bit more, I don't want to say like pizzazz, but there was like a way that they wrote, you know, and the headlines are kind of like drab or they're now like, so yeah, I think that's great. And I don't do that, but prompts are lovely.
Yeah. Yeah. Mountain Ellis is my guest if you're just joining us. And again, you can find Mountain most days of the week, I imagine, right up at Catskill Bicycle Supply in Catskill, New York. And you guys are helping to support our coverage of the Ride for Mental Health this year. Mm-hmm. So thank you for that.
Yeah.
Are you riding in the Ride for Mental Health?
I'm trying to. Yeah, I'm trying to get that day off. Or I guess it's both days. It's 27th and 28th of June.
Yeah, you can pick one. I don't think you have to do both.
Yeah, but I'd like to get one day off at the, you know, to go and ride and probably even do the short one, the 25 mile. And
nice.
And support the riders out there.
Yeah. Because in your other life, besides being a musician, you have been a professional bike rider.
Mm-hmm.
So I imagine, is it... I'm kind of like projecting this, but I'm like, is it kind of easy for you like to just like bang out 50 miles if you wanted to?
I mean, you know, it's weird because my body knows how to do it. And I've been retired from racing now for like 5 years. And my how can I say this in like a cliche kind of way? Like my body wants the cash checks that. Or my mind wants the cash checks that my body can't.
Gotcha, right? Gotcha.
My body, like, yeah, 50 miles, I can do it, but like, I'm suffering.
You're
now,
not, right? You're not trained up to it currently.
I'm not trained up to it. Yeah.
That makes sense.
And that is a whole other conversation. That's been a long journey, or like a 5-year journey for me, is like finding the joy in riding when you're not at the fitness level, that you once were. Because my body doesn't want to do the things that I used to be able to do.
Sure.
And it's like, I get kind of bummed about it, but really I love riding with, right now I get so much pleasure from riding with others, and I never really did.
Because when you're riding pro, I imagine it has to be all about training, you know, individually up to your highest possible level. And now you can kind of just hang back at your friend's level and enjoy it.
Yeah. And riding with beginners and newer riders is so gratifying, because in order for me to get like a dopamine hit for myself, like I have to take some risks. I was mostly a mountain bike racer. I had to take big risks, and now I get to enjoy someone else's elation
from
them going over a route or a rock.
You're living vicariously through the experience of a beginner. I actually completely understand. I'm an avid skier, mm-hmm. never pro or anything, but I do it enough that at this point, yes, in order to have a really fun day by myself, I need to be in the glades. I need to be on the double blacks. I need to be on the moguls. I need to be trying to get air, pushing myself, because what I enjoy is progression and challenge.
Right.
Except when a beginner comes along and I have friends who are interested, and they're like, oh, MK, I don't want to come with you because I'm going to slow you down. I'm going to hold you back. I'm like, no, you don't understand. I love getting people into it.
Yeah.
That's the second most fun for me, besides ripping through a glade, mm-hmm. is watching my friend learn how to stop pizzaing and go parallel.
Yeah, exactly. It feels you get to enjoy that excitement with them.
And share the newness that got you all excited with somebody else and see them go through that too. I totally get it.
Yeah.
On that note, are you still doing the group ride through the shop?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we have a really full calendar. We've got our Thursday night social ride, which is any pace. Whoever shows up is the pace we ride, and we go, when it's hot out, we'll go 5 miles,
Great.
To 7 miles,
yeah.
and go get ice cream or go to a swimming hole.
Boom.
It's very much come in your street clothes, let's go ride. So that happens every week, Thursdays at 5:30 at the bike shop. And then, and we actually have a new ride calendar on our website, catskillbike.com. And there's a Google calendar, and we have it pretty full. There's beginner mountain bike rides, intermediate mountain bike rides, road, gravel rides. There's something for everyone there.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. That's catskillbike.com. Mountain, you got time for one more?
I do. And so in the spirit of live music and authenticity.
And taking risks.
And taking risks. Yeah, good tie in there. Yeah. This is a song I haven't performed really for anybody except myself and maybe my neighbor's cat. And I just finished it this morning, so I'm going to play that for you all now.
Awesome.
Where do we stand? Where do we go from here? A salient tide, just one sticking point. And don't I know that a road's been taken? Always on my ever-stirring mind. You're always on my mind. Ooh, I miss you. Where do we stand? Where'd we go from here?
just one sticking point. And don't I know that we're both left aching? You're always on the tip of my mouth. You're always on my lips. Ooh, I miss you.
KZE, that's Mountain Ellis with a world premiere. I am always honored to have a song debuted on the station, so thank you so much. That was lovely.
Yeah, thanks. That was a little rough going.
That's okay. You got some low notes. I like your low register.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I usually sing much like an octave above where my talking voice is, but this is more like, yeah, because it's freaking sad. Wants to sing high.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, that's another interesting challenge.
Yeah,
write a sad song in a high register.
Yeah, yeah. I think the only thing that that works except like extremely low for a sad song is like falsetto, right?
Right.
Like really, really high.
Yeah, like a mournful, like mm-hmm. like a keening.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was thinking about it for that song too. Like I literally just wrote it this morning and was playing it, and I was like, ooh, I miss you. Like that has a upset. Like that could do it.
You could throw that in somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I am again. I'm honored to have had it debuted on KZE. And yeah, Mountain, thank you so much for coming in. It's always great to see you. And next time you come in, I hope you have a full band.
Yeah, thanks. And yeah, it's really my pleasure.
Yeah, and once again, that's CatskillBike.com for the group rides, or you know, just to get in touch and. Mm-hmm. Go just join your band, whatever you need.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks, MK.
We'll see you soon. We got your community bulletin board now, and New Brandy and the Alexanders when we get back on KZE.